305, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I got to count sometimes, you know, and you know how I am with numbers, but it's 1, 2. Yes, it is Wednesday, and it's hot. And there you have it. Check back tomorrow. Oh, yeah. We've definitely got the opportunity for lots of very heavy thunderstorms rolling in as well. All right, now you can check. No. All right, fine. There are a few things that we probably should chat about. On a very serious note, let me share with you that my dear friend Barry Moore, who is the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau, is serving Central Virginia, is going to be with us at 3:35. Really looking forward to chatting with him, because you know what's happening. As we speak, there are people ripping other folks off with calls for charity to help the flood victims in Texas. I just cringe. I just cringe thinking that anyone anywhere is that depraved. You say, well, this is a giant tragedy. 120 people dead. Huh. How can I rip some people off using that? But it's happening. It's happening every single day. All the more important to pay attention to that Better Business Bureau accreditation. So anyway, we'll talk with Barry Moore about that. We'll do that at 3:35. The Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor John Reed is going to be with us at 4:35. Yesterday, on this here little program, our current Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Sears, proudly, emphatically said, we got to make sure everybody's voting for John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. Germ, do me a favor. Give me a piece of that. Lieutenant Governor Sears, cut number one.
We've got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor and John Reed, because I tell you, Gazala Hashmi is crazy. This woman is the one who put in the bill that said mothers are going to be called birthing persons. I don't know, Jeff. I haven't seen a birthing person card for Mother's Day ever. Call me what I am. I am a mother. I'm not a birthing person. Don't erase women, which is what the Democrats are doing, the ones who claim to love women more than anybody else.
Ain't it a blip? She's right. It boggles my mind to think that the left-wing women, the Abigail Spanbergers, the Ghazala Hashmis, They're doing everything they can to erase women. And they say, that boy said he was a girl, so, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's not just the way it is. You don't have to be nasty to the boy who thinks he's a girl. Or in some case, I don't even think he thinks he's a girl. He just decided, hey, that's pretty cool. But you have to be honest with them. You just can't indulge delusions. Well, if you think you're a girl, then we'll treat you as a girl. We'll use all your chosen pronouns. No, we won't. Sorry. You do what you want to do, but I'm not going to make believe that you are a vacuum cleaner. Just not going to happen. Doesn't mean I hate you. Doesn't mean I want you to injured or any of this other nonsense that we hear. I'm just not going to indulge your delusions. I think it's pretty straightforward. Anyway, all right, look, I just wanted to share that because yesterday on this program, Lieutenant Governor Sears, I think, was very, very clear, very, very clear in her endorsement of and support for John Reed for Lieutenant Governor. So there had been all sorts of questions, I know. Well, she didn't say this. When did she say it? Okay, don't know, don't care. Everybody, can we please move ahead? There are big issues to be addressed. There are big challenges that have to be managed. And this, my opinion, just needs to go to the wayside. Having said that, I'll ask John what he thinks of it. I would imagine he'll be fine because, as you know, John has been out in front of this whole unity campaign since day one. So I give him all the credit in the world for being ahead of everyone else on this. So that's kind of the stuff we've got rolling this afternoon. We got Mike Dickinson dropping by. Mike joins us every Wednesday, our local version of Andy Ngo, citizen journalist, citizen reporter. Frankly, handles a lot of the stories that a lot of the legacy news media folks just don't want any part of. Big story nationally, and I'm sure you've heard a little bit of buzz about this. The FBI has, in fact, launched criminal investigations of John Brennan and James Comey. That's according to some unnamed sources at the Department of Justice. The director of the CIA, we're told, John Ratcliffe, referred Brennan for criminal investigation to the FBI. I, for one, am happy to hear this. I don't take any delight in hearing that somebody's in trouble. I really don't. I really don't. It doesn't make me happy to hear that somebody may have done something wrong. But John Brennan has been such a devious individual for so long. And this is one of those phrases I'm not crazy about, but if you were to use the phrase deep state, John Brennan would be the guy on the package of deep state that you bought at Walmart, right? I mean, it wouldn't even be like the sampler pack of deep state. No, he would be on the giant industrial barrel of deep state. And he was behind, it seems, just about everything directed at keeping Donald Trump from the Oval Office. Now, this goes back to the time when Barack Obama was president and Joe Biden thought that he was vice president. Because remember, they sat around, they heard about all this stuff, and said, oh, sounds like a good idea to us. I don't think you can describe what was done to Donald Trump as anything less than a coup. That's what it was. And so if there's now actual evidence, I guess, contained in some sort of CIA files, that's what I'm taking from this. I don't have any sources. I'm reading the same news stories that you are. But that's my takeaway. That this investigation, which, according to Fox News, is underway, is about things that Brennan did at the CIA. And Comey, God, what do you say about Comey? I mean, Comey was a terrible FBI director, but he really demonstrated for all what a terrible human being he is post-directorship. Brennan did not respond to a request. Comey did not respond to a request for comments. The FBI itself, the CIA itself, they don't comment. Now, that's not unusual. They don't comment. Thank you very much. We don't comment. You can ask them any questions you want. You're going to get the same answer, which is we're not giving you any answers. But this seems to be all about that. Remember the Steele dossier? Remember all of the allegations that Vladimir Putin had some sort of terrible information on Donald Trump who was really controlling? All of this nonsense. All of this nonsense. Oh, the Hunter Biden laptop. I almost forgot about that. You remember that? When we were told, well, that's clearly Russian disinformation. Brennan was right out in front of that. Everything. And Comey leaking information while he was the director of the FBI to his favorite news sources so that they could then peddle it and get underway in their attack on Donald Trump. So anyway, I'm not going to spend all day on it, but that is it is a huge story. I will give you the details on it as they become available. And as I mentioned to you, I'm not happy about it, but if any two people in America deserve to be invested in that way, those would be the two guys that I would pick. Absolutely. And Hakeem Jeffries, just very quickly on this one, Hakeem Jeffries, who is the leader of the Dems in the in the Congress. He apparently has been busy photoshopping his photos so he doesn't look fat. Wow. Wow. So he has these photos where he's leaning against a bench. And I guess he's not actually an expert when it comes to photoshopping. But there's clearly a message he's trying to send. And I've got it posted. If you go to The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook, you can see it. It's Hakeem Jeffries in a white Adidas sweatshirt and black pants and sneakers. He's got a big silver cross hanging from his neck on a chain and sunglasses. But you can see where the bench he's leaning against is all out of focus and warped. And people who actually know Photoshop are saying, well, that's because he basically took pounds off himself, so he did not look fat or as fat or fatter. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't look at the guy and go, wow, you need a diet, but apparently he feels that way, and it's just one of those petty things. Like, man, really? That's what you're going to do? But everybody's asking, why did you Photoshop your hips? Why did you Photoshop your waist? Or are park benches in Brooklyn really wavy like that? They are not. No, they are not. And somebody actually, you'll see here, they've got a photo of him, I guess, on the floor, giving a speech. And you can see, well, his middle is way wider like that than it is leaning against the bench. Yeah, we'll leave it up to you. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.